Chapter 3. The Last of the Old Country. In 1910, a commercial traveler for the big Midwestern brewery passed through Edwardsville and happened to sample Sennert's ale. He was so impressed that he immediately sought out George Sennert and offered him a job as a brewmaster. The brewery was in Joliet, on the other side of the state, but George accepted on the spot. A month later, he and his wife and children left Edwardsville and never came back. That was the end of the family business. Nobody even considered hiring another brewmaster. They knew they'd never find one as good as George. They sold off the brewery and left the last remaining kegs of George's finest to go cloudy and sour at the back of the warehouse. It wasn't long before George's art was forgotten. Only the family remembered the stories of how good the beer had been, but not so much as an empty bottle or a label has survived among the family's heirlooms. George's departure was also the signal for a more general exodus from the Brown Street house. The next to go were his brothers Louis and Dick. They opened a small saloon in the old German neighborhood on the north side of town, and when that proved to be a success, they each bought a house nearby. After Prohibition came in and the saloon was closed down, Louis took up farming. Dick, who had a head for figures, became a land surveyor for the county. Their sister Daisy married a man named Joseph McLean, who worked with Bosch at the Nelson Company. They moved into a little house in LeClaire. The last daughter, Minnie, married a grocer named Jim Ravel. She soon accompanied him back to Topeka, Kansas, where he'd inherited the family business. That left old Francisca. In 1905, she and J.L. had moved into the house to preside over a brood of children and grandchildren. 10 years later, she was living in the house alone. Francisca didn't take well to solitude. She grew querulous and demanding, much given to Ben.